Blog Talk Radio. That's HELPS, H-E-L-P-H. Thank you for keeping natural disaster and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. I pray this prayer in Yeshua's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Wednesday, everybody. We used to call that hump day when I was working. I'm retired now. I want you sheep to get your three P's handy. They are your pen, paper, and pencil. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. The Bible tells us that we are to watch and pray. And you'll find that in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 41, as well as in Mark, chapter 13, verse 33. I have a few announcements that I'd like to make before I get into reading today's lesson. We're going to pick up reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 34. I actually stopped at verse 36, but I think that it's important to emphasize verses 34, 35, and 6, whatever else is written in this Bible. I want us sheep to be aware. Now, this Friday is Good Friday, and Sunday, the first day of the week, will be Easter. Those are not feast days found in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23. So I ask you not to partake in pagan festivals or rituals. This Sabbath, April the 4th, a blood moon is to come. And on September the 28th, 2015, will be the next blood moon. Blood moons are when there are four consecutive blood moons. It is, the prophecy is that the end time prophecy will be fulfilled. And I ask that you read the book of Joel, J-O-E-L, and the book of Revelation. Let us get prepared for what is to come, and that the way that we prepare ourselves is to repent and follow the ways of the Bible. Start with the commandments, and once you keep reading, you'll read chapter by chapter so that you will get a better understanding of what is written in the Bible. Now, let me not delay. I want to finish Jeremiah chapter 32. So again, follow me to Jeremiah chapter 32, and we'll pick up reading at verse 34. It reads, "But they set their abomination, and abominations are this is a disgrace, or it's a horror, it's an idol, it's something evil in the house which is called by my name to defile it. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech." That's spelled M-O-L-E-C-H. Now, my phone should not be messing up like this. I have a landline installed, and I should not be hearing all this whatever in the background. Let me read verse 35, start reading that again. I'll just have to accept what's going on in the background on the cell, not on the cell phone, on this landline phone that I am using. "And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech. That's modern-day abortion people, which I commanded that they should not do this, and that should not do this abomination. And I have messed up again. So, there, you have my imperfection. That's okay, I have many of them. Let me start reading in verse 35 again, because this is a very important verse, and the devil doesn't want me to read it. Someone might be listening to me, although I have very few listeners, and I praise God for them, and I hope that they will tell their friends and relatives about this program. And yeah, you tell them that I'm not perfect, I mess up, and I'm not a fast reader as many of you are. Let's pick up reading Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 5. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my mind that they should do this thing, that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. Verse 36. Now, this is where I actually left off reading. And now, therefore, thus said Yah, the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning this city, whereof ye say, it shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword and by the famine. Now, famine is like a food. And that's what I say it is, although I heard another preacher say it's a lack of something else, something else. But in my mind, famine is a lack of food, and by the pestilence. Now, pestilence are diseases, and you've heard of some of them that we have recently experienced in other parts of the world, and people flew back to the United States for a cure. Let's pick up reading at verse 37. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries whither I have driven them in mine anger and in my fury. Fury means anger too. And in my great wrath, as well as wrath means anger. And I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. And this is one of the pet peeves that I have. Our Father in heaven has not brought us back to the land that has been promised to us, and that is the land of milk and honey. And you will find that in the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verse 18. Once us black folks are over there, then you'll know if you are alive at that time. Let's continue to read verse 38. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Verse 39. And I shall give them one heart. Heart, I always remove the word heart out for mine, replace it with mind. Let me read it as I would normally read it. And I will give them one mind and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. Amen for that. And I will make an everlasting covenant. Covenant is an agreement with them that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear into their hearts. Again, replace hearts with mine, that they shall not depart from me. Verse 41. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, that I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. Verse 42. For thus said Yah the Lord, like as I have brought this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. Amen to that. Hallelujah. And fields shall be bought in this land, whereof ye say, it is desolate without man or beast. It is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Verse 44. Men shall buy fields for money and subscribe evidence. That means like when you purchase a house, it's like recording the deeds and seal them and take witnesses into the land of Benjamin and in the places about Jerusalem and in the cities of Judah and in the cities of the mountains and in the cities of the valleys and in the cities of the south. I will cause their captivity to return, said Yah the Lord. Well, sheep, that ends the reading of Jeremiah chapter 32. And when you come back to listen to me on this Sabbath, I'll pick up at that lesson, Jeremiah chapter 33. I would like to read all of that. Now, a few weeks back, I said to you all, sheep, that I would read to you the Ten Commandments. Well, you know how fast I read. Now that I have the opportunity to do that, tend to do that right now. So, here is Commandment 1. Listen, you will find the commandments written in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 through 17, as well in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. The first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I am Yah the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities. Iniquity is sin or sins of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation, that they generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Now I praise God for Jeremiah chapter 31, I believe, where he is going to write the commandments in our minds. Let's see if I can find it. It's a new covenant. I'm in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 33. I'm going to read this for you. It says, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, said Yah the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they will be my people. So these commandments will be in our minds. We will know when we're breaking them and not doing what we ought to do, and that is follow the commandments of our Heavenly Father. The third commandment reads, thou shalt not take the name of Yah the Lord thy God in vain, For Yah, the Lord, will not hold you guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So if you take his name in vain, you will be guilty. And that's misusing his name or cursing his name, using his name for evil purposes. Verse 4, and this is the commandment that changed me. When I started, became obedient to our Father in heaven, the fourth commandment reads, remember the Sabbath day. Look up the Sabbath day in your dictionary or go online. It will tell you the Sabbath day is Saturday or the seventh day of the week. And so many churches in the United States are disobedient. They are following the rituals of man. Let me start with verse 4 again, because chapter 4, I want to finish this. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yah the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days Yah the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yah the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, that's a Saturday, and hallowed it. Hallowed means made it holy. Hallowed means holy. So we are to worship on the Sabbath, just as we would on a Sunday. The fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, and this is a reward, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yah the Lord thy God giveth thee. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. Let me go back to the seventh commandment. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Adultery is like when you are a married person and this married person goes out and have a sexual relationship or an affair with someone other than their husband or their wife. That's what adultery is. It's cheating. You can bring back home some nasty diseases. Verse 8, thou shalt not steal. What's so hard to understand about that? Thou shalt not bear the ninth commandment. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Okay, so that means you should not lie against your neighbor. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet. Covet means be envious of thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass. An ass is a donkey. Nor anything that is thy neighbor's. So there I have read to you the Ten Commandments, and I hope that you will abide by them. I want you to come and visit my program this Sabbath. And there are other things that I want you to do. Our Father in Heaven tells us how to eat. And this young doctor, Reginald J. Eadie, has written a book a few years back. Well, it's been 7 years ago that I was really sick. And I'm so glad that my Heavenly Father brought me back. And I'm writing a book about that experience. I've been writing that book for off and on for years. I didn't write on it much last year, nor have I written on it much this year. I jotted down the main things that I want to tell you sheep about. But this book, I want you to go and purchase from Dr. Edie. I read this book, and I began eating like it tells us. Not only that, the book of Leviticus, chapter 11, tells us where how to eat. And also, in the book of Deuteronomy, I forget what chapter. It might be chapter 5, I don't know. But nonetheless, the Bible tells us what to put in our bodies, and that will not make us sick. And I am so glad this young man stopped by in my hospital room and gave me this book, although my brother told him to send him to my room. And he checked in on me, and I think my brother purchased this book from him to give to me. And I read it. It's called How to Eat and Live Longer. Go to www.eatandlivelonger.com and purchase this book. It is good for your health. That's How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald J. Edie. Also, since I have the time, I want you sheep to go to Amazon.com and purchase my 3 books that I have written. These books are fiction. And I know God says not to. We're not supposed to lie, but these books are truth and untruth mixed together. The first book I want to tell you about is called, it's an e-book, it's The Broken Plant. Get that for your children and sit down and read it with them. And for you husband and your wives, I want you to purchase the book called The Unseen. That was a dream that I had, and it scared me. It really wanted me to write differently than what I had actually saw in that dream. But I said, no, I am in control here. So I wrote that. And then I want you to go get this other book that I wrote called The Passing. And I want you husband and wives or girlfriends and boyfriends to take turns reading each chapter. And these are quick, easy reads. Now listen, when you go to Amazon.com to purchase my e-books, it will tell you my name is spelled Sondra Harris. Now, there's another lady on there whose name is similar to mine, but it is spelled a little different. You're looking for me, the one that talks right now. I am Sondra Harris. I haven't sold I sold maybe 2 books, and that's it. And these books have been on for a while. So purchase books. I want you to get it. It's called The Broken Plant. That's my children's book. The Unseen. That's, I would say, 15 and over. And The Passing, 15 and over. Let us, sheep, have a closing word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for giving or allowing me this moment in time to share with your sheep your word that's written in the Bible from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verses 34 through 44, I believe, as well as the Ten Commandments. I thank you. And I pray that you'll keep us from temptation and deliver us from the evil one as you always have. In Yahshua's name, I pray this prayer. Amen. Sheep, remember, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go, and if it's God's will, I will be with you next time.